Tremendous vitality lives in us when we are clear and present. It's our life essence, and it's effortless to get to know her. Your breath carries you to her any time you want to know her. She knows the answers to your questions if you listen long enough to hear her, and she is more than willing to go above and beyond what's necessary to help you. This life essence is the voice of our heart and soul, buried deep in our distractions and entertainment, yet manages to tweet out about impending dangers lurking around the corner for us, or creating synchronistic events and chance meetings that become pivotal in our life choices. She's your gut feeling, the hunch you have, and the headache that won't go away. She tugs at your heartstrings to get you to notice her. For sure, this is our voice that's found in the remarkable way our lungs breathe, taking the waste away and bringing in fresh oxygen for required consumption. Our hearts don't skip a beat and keep us pumped and alive. Take away the mind's chit-chat, clutter of self-doubt, fears, and unnecessary stress, and you have found the fountain of youth in breathing and your heart beating. No joke, but it also takes some soul searching to be on this path with inspiration and motivation as your helpmates. Stories also provide support on this journey and get us connected to one another. We feel greater compassion when we hear stories that move us. Stories and books can do the same thing. I know because I listen to people and I see growth and healing through storytelling. I turn your stories into a 50-page, 6-inch by 9-inch book. I see firsthand the transformation in people as they are telling their stories to me. In less than 60 minutes, people usually open up and tell me amazing stories. I then spend 20 to 30 hours curating the stories because I make sure I find their voice and their inspiration and motivation. My price is quite reasonable for the time and effort I put into these books because I want you to get involved and see how effortless and fun this is. This price will change in 2018, so get to know the power of your stories in book form now. When our stories are in books, the reflection is objective and whole. There is no ego, just your life essence, so we find the hero, what the hero has overcome, and the light of his or her truth. We get to read about who we are and the memories and stories we've captured about ourselves and others that strengthen our life essence and the productive expression of it as a human being. We also put your books, anonymously or by name, in our community section so people can be inspired and motivated by your stories in audio and PDF format. A person donates to the book that resonates with them, and they in turn get support in the stories they read. The donations go to the author of the story because that's just the way it should be. The demands of life tend to squish the real self into a small ball inside of us. We don't remember our remarkable stories, and rarely do we have time to write the specifics down because of the demands of the day. But I do hope you'll call me with questions you might have so I can help you grab and capture your stories worth remembering. I close with this story for you. Saturday night, I flew home from my husband's farm in Oklahoma. I'm feeling loss, grief, and sadness because I don't have Grant around. I fly back from country quiet dirt roads to city, neighbors, pets, family, mail, and distractions. The next day is my daughter's birthday, and we have fun and celebrate with family. On Monday, I go to a town squared women's breakfast meeting and find a community of like-minded women in business who are allowing them to be their whole selves in the marketplace. They energize me, and I want to get to know them further. I see clients for the rest of the day and then take one of my dogs and two of my cats to the vets. My cat escapes when the kennel breaks outside my car door. Luckily, 490's gone over to the yoga center storefront, and I scoop him up into my arms. My home has 3 cats, 2 dogs, 5 hens, and me. All of us miss Grant. I'm sad and exhausted without him, so I curl up with the cats on my bed and go to sleep. Tuesday gets better as I take the dogs to the baseball park that's just down the block and unleash them. They have the freedom to smell everything around them. I have Mason the beagle and Pearl the foxhound. Smell is primary in their sense of self, so they wander to sniff, and Pearl runs and stretches her beautiful long legs. I'm happy with my dogs. Wednesday, my daughter's car battery is needing jumping, so I helped her at Green Lake and then took her out for Red Mill Burger. These simple acts of daily life offer me my rhythm back to me again, and I return to myself. I clean my house, go through my piles, and write. My shaman hairdresser cuts and colors my hair and says our souls are here on vacation, so relax and enjoy. I ask him where he got that information from, and he says his voice is life essence. Of course he did. We laugh, and he said, let's go of what ails you and just be in the present. Remember to breathe, smile, and laugh at the absurdity of it all. Suryo comes over so we can proof her book, Each Other's Blood Being, One Red Rose. She forgets her proof, so I print it out. She is a well-respected psychologist and body talk practitioner, and I got to know her when I took her body talk training classes. Marvelous classes to take. She feels the simplicity of my home and the love that's gone into my husband rebuilding it. I show Suryo around as my cats and dogs gravitate to this person for petting. We see the hens have laid 2 eggs, so I take the eggs while one of the hens looks on in disbelief as I soothe her ruffled feathers and put the eggs discreetly in my pocket. We walk into my magical round space called a yurt, where people come to tell me their stories. We sit and talk till late. Dinner is ready by now, so we walk back to the house. Suryo takes off the clogs I gave her to get to the yurt, and now she puts slippers on to keep her feet warm. We sit down to eat a poached salmon, which is one of my favorite meals to make. I make a mean sauce that's scrumptious with the salmon and brings out the flavors of the Pacific Northwest. We talk about our adventurous stories, our businesses, and what we are learning in the decade of life we are living. I wished I had a tape recorder going, but I didn't. Too bad. By now it's way too late to go over her proof. I send it home with her, and she promises when she finishes the edits, she'll have me over for dinner so we can tell more stories. I watch her pull out of the driveway and close the door. I am satisfied and love what I am doing because I am supposed to be doing this. My writing is my way of breathing life back into me, and as I turn your stories into books, I do the same for you.